We are on Daf Pei Omed Aleph. Omar Rabbalozo Ha'oichel Chaylev Bizman Hazeh. If a person eats Chaylev Bizman Hazeh, Tzorich Sheyichtev Loi Shir. So he has to record the shear, the size of the Chaylev he ate. Why? Shema Yovei Bezn Acher. V'yarbe b'shiyurim. Maybe another bezin will come. We'll see the loshim v'yarbe b'shiyurim. The gemara that have in here psapshat that's not as a muslim to the loshim v'yarbe. We'll see soon. Ma yarbe b'shiyurim. Inei b'demechai v'kol b'nakezayis kotten. But let's just see now how the gemara learned. So the gemara learned now that Rabbi Lozor said if a person ate and according to what the general consensus was, bizmanoi, that this is less than a kezayis, so he should write down that he ate so much and so much, because maybe when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, Bezdin will paskin that shear, what he ate, has a shear kezayis. Let us see Rashi. Ha'oichel chaylev bizman hazeh meforesh lavozel. Inema de machayev kolben akezayis kotten. Bochi koma. Ha'oichel poches mikezayis bizman hazeh. A person ate now bizman hazeh poches mikezayis. Yichtoiv kishir ze ochalti. Shemo yibone beis amigdosh biyomov. V'yishadish bezdin. But it'll be a new bezin. V'yischadish, then it'll be nischadish nochamor bezin. But ischadish aloche. V'yoymru, and the bezin will say then, shechayiv kolben al kezayis kotten. Bezin will say that yechayiv kolben on a smaller kezayis. So if he'll know the exact amount he ate now, that he'll record, so later, when the Beis Hamikdash shall be built, and Bezdin will decide then to be machia that the kezayis is much smaller, so he'll know to bring a kolben. It says, he had said, Shema, Amar Abulaz, Eichel Chaylev Bizman Hazeh, Tzor Shichtav Leishir, Shema Yovei Bezdin Acher V'Yarbe B'Shiyurim. According to this pshat, it should have said, Shema Yimayit B'Shiyurim. Aber Al Koponim, that is what Abulaz said, that one should record the size of Chaylev he had eaten, because maybe he'll be alive. Advice is, if he won't be alive, they want him to bring a kolb. The mice vice is, then there'll be a kapora with the misa and the onshim lacha misa. But if he'll be alive, b'shas binyan abayis, he's still chayev a kolb. So could be that he'll have to bring now a kolb in, and that which he had eaten, which was lefi daitoi then, poches mikizayis. Frek de gemore, vosanyo asher loiseyo seno bishkogo, that the Pasuk says that when does one bring a kolben chatas? If the reason that it was done, he did something which shouldn't have been done, the reason it was done, bishkoge, because he was a shogeg. Hashav midiyosoi mevi kolben al shigigosa. That means if the shgoge would not be around, so then he wouldn't have done it. The whole reason he had done it because he was a shoigig. So that means if he would have known, he wouldn't have done it. It's maybe called manal shigigosai. Loishav midiyosai. But Afilu, he would have known that it's chaylev. That means like this. The Pasuk is saying that if he was speaking about it was a shigigas chaylev. He ate, well, under his oppression, it was shuman, and he ate chaylev. So now, if he would have known that it's chaylev, and he still wouldn't have eaten it, and if he would have known that it is chaylev, he wouldn't have eaten it. So that's called, so the whole reason chaylev was eaten was because he was a shaygik, because he didn't know that it was chaylev. So then you bring a korban on the shigig as chaylev. But if he would have known that it's chaylev, he still would have eaten it, because he'd be under the impression that this is a chotzi shir. So memele, so then the din is that he's, so that means that filu, if he would have known, he still would have eaten it, so then there's no chiyiv kol. Hashav midiyosai, if he would have not eaten it because of his yediyah that it's chaylev, maybe kol now shigigosai. But if he wouldn't have held himself back, even if he would have known that it's chaylev, since it's a pachas mikashir, ain't him even kol ben al shigigosai. Let us see Rashi. Vosanye kloima, v'chiosi bezden, u'mechadish halocha. If Bezdin will come, and there'll be mechadish that the shear of a kezayis is smaller, mi mechayi, is he then chayi v'kobim, hay da ochal koidim sh'nischad sh'aloche, v'ho oidno lav shov midiyosayu. Now, when he's eating it, he wouldn't have been a shov, afilu if he would have known. The Nami Aviyoda the Chalif, who afilu he would have known that it is Chalif, is also Bochile. The Hashka Kimlon, because now we hold the Loichai Vatoira Elo Al Kizayas Iguri, Shu Kizayas Bainini. Because now we hold that the Shir is a Kizayas Bainini. Later will be Nishadish that the Shir is a Kizayas Ktano, but upon him now he's not a Shav Midiyosek. I'd like to be mevayer two nekudas here. One nekuda, when I first learned the Gemara says, afilu he was known that it's chaylev, he still would have eaten. Dinami aviyoda the chaylev, hava ochelei. The ashti kimlon lachai v'toyra ala kezayis igurish, kezayis beinene. So this is less than a kezayis beinene, he would have eaten it. So, what do you mean? He would have eaten it. It's a chotzi shir. A chotzi shir is also in a teira we pass in l'aloche. So what does that mean that, he would have eaten it? So, dachsich mir, the Gemara, in this Nakuda, the Gemara means as follows. The Gemara means that the gather of shoygik is, the Gemara says, as a machlikis, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, Shigigas Korish Shmoshkoge, Bashigigas Lav Zicher Ashmoshkoge. That means if a person doesn't know that there's a lav, so that's called a shoygig. That is called a shoygig. This person was under the impression that there's no, he was unaware, he's unaware of the lav. So that means The when does one bring a korban by achilas chaylev? The pshat is if I would have known that it's chaylev, and I'd be aware there's a lav, so I wouldn't eat it. That means so there was a shigigas lav by not knowing that it's chaylev. I did not know that there's a lav. I did not know that there's koris. That's a shgoge. That's machayev a korban. But over here, afilu, I wouldn't know that it's chaylev, I still wouldn't know that there's a lav. So there's no shkoge, that means there's no shigigas lav, the ignorant that this is chaylev, even though I would know that chaylev, I still wouldn't know that there's a lav on it. So memele, so that's called, he's not shav midiyosai, afilu knowing there's still no shigigas lav, because he thinks there's no lav. He thinks it's a chotzi shir. The only time you bring a korban is if I would have known, I would have been poyrish out the lav. But if there's no lav, I'm not aware that there's a lav. So memele, so that's not called a shav midiyosai. One more nekuda that we have to be mevayah. the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Beis Mehilchish Gogis Aloche Beis clears such a shaila. What would be the din if a person held that this is a chotzi shir? He held, let's forget about what Bezdin passed. He held this is a chotzi shir. So he was a shoygik. He didn't know that there's a laugh here. He didn't know that there's a laugh. And he knew this is chaylev. Let's talk about such a case. A person ate chaylev. I know, he knows it's chaylev. But he thought it's a chotzi shir. That's why he ate it. So there was a shigigas lav. Would he bring a kolben? So he tainus zicha bring a kolben. What's the difference if I know that it's chaylev and I don't know there's a lav on chaylev, or I know that it's chaylev but I didn't know that there's a lav on this chaylev because I thought it was a chotzi shir. So it means there was a shigigas lav. So that's a shigig. That's a shigig, and one brings a kolben. What is the din if a person knows that there's a shir? He didn't know that that's chaylev. So he also brings a kolb. There's two ways you can bring a kolb. There's two shkoges. There's one shkoge that I didn't know the metzias. I didn't know that this is chaylev. That's one shkoge. There's a second shkoge. I didn't know the halach. I didn't know that there's a lav. Why didn't I know there's a lav? I didn't know bechlal there's a lav on chaylev. Or I didn't know that this has the shear of a lot. I didn't know that there was a lot. That's a shigigas lot. So you also should bring a kolm. And that's the two types of shkogis. Either a shigigas, I didn't know that either there was an iser on this achilo, or I didn't know that this is a chepzid isura. So both yechayev a kolm. So now what happens if both comes together? That means I didn't know that this is chaylev. I also didn't know that there's a lot on this chaylev. I thought it was a chotzi shear. So the Mishlam of Tainis, so Misfari should have to bring a kolm. There's two shkogis over here. There's a shkog in the Metzias. I don't know. I didn't know that this was chaylev. That's why I ate it. I didn't know that there was a lav here. Because I thought it was a chotzi shir. That's also why I ate it. So there's two shkogis. Our Gemara says over here that if he would have known that it's chaylev, he still would have eaten it. So that's felt and shove me the yosai. Because there was another shkog over here. There was a shkog, he didn't know that there's a lav. He thought it was a chotzi shir. So there's two shkogis. So what does the Gemara mean? There was another shkog, he's ignorant of two factors. So what does the Gemara mean? It's not called shove me the yosai. This kasha the Mishnah Lamelech asks. So lemaisa the Mishnah Lamelech says pshat in our Gemara as follows. The Mishnah Malach says, if Bezdin of that doir, of that kufa paskin, that the shir kezayis is a kezayis beinani. That's what they paskin. So Memele, and this takone, and this psak, is nispashit b'chol klal yisol. That means ganz klal, that is our psak, that we know that the kezayis means a kezayis beinani. So this is called that a person, bisman when he ate the chaylev, he could rightfully assume that he's not over alav over here. This is not pshat that a person is a shoygik, he thought that it doesn't have the shear and it really had the shear. This is more than he thought. Bezdin shebedoirei paskin, it doesn't have the shear. So he was under the impression, he said, but this is much better than Heiroas Bezdin. Heiroas Bezdin is a maise boided. The Bezdin paskin for him. But a dover that was nispashit bechlau Yisrael, that the shear kizayis is a shear kizayis beinani. So Memelis is ungenommen dann by Klal Yisro that you're allowed to eat it. So Memele, he says, that's not cool that I was a shoygik. That means I can assume, I was permitted to assume there's no lav. If I would know this chaylev, I'm also barechtik to assume there's no lav. So Mamela, such a person is not Mechuyev to bring a kol. That's how he says Pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara asked, that means even though later the Bishas Binyan Abayis will have a Bezdin that will disprove the previous Bezdin. And the previous Bezdin Mestamul will be Maide. But since Bishas Achila, there was Ungenomen that this is the Shir, the Shir Kizayis is a Kizayis Beinani, and this person had eaten a Pachis Mekashir, that means that he was rightfully assuming that there's no Issa Lav on this. It's not called a Shigigas Lav. A Shigigas Lav means that he made a mistake that he didn't know there was a Lav. Here Pshat is when Ungenomen by Gans Klal Yisrael that there's no Lav. So that's not called Shov Midi Yosef. He would know it's Chela, but I still don't have to think that it's a Lav. So Mamela, there's no Chiyiv Kolben on such an Achila. That's how the Mishnah Malach says Pshat na Gemara. So they can't, so the Loche can't be like this. And for the Gemara, Elo, they have to record the size of the Achila for a different reason. Elo, the Loime, yeah, Elo, the Loime Chayvi Kolben, Adiike Kizayis Godel. That what? That Shemo Yarbe Bishiyurim. Maybe he has to write down when he eats a Kezayis Chaylev, he has to write down the size that he ate. Because maybe later Bishas Binyan Abayis, they'll say you only Chayev a Kolben by a bigger Kezayis. They'll be Machiyah then that you only Chayev, that's the Shema Yavi Beznacha V'Yalbe Bishum. They'll say that the Kesayis is bigger. So Memele, so it came out that he did not eat a Chaylev that's Chayev a Kolben. So Memele, he has to record the size of the Kesayis that he ate. Let us see Rashi. Asher lo yisaseno mashme she'ilu yoda lo yoso. If he would have known, then he wouldn't have done it. The whole thing was because he was unaware. He was unaware that it's Chaylev. That's why he did it. But here, if he'll be aware that it's Chaylev, he still would think that there's no love in the Achila. One should not write Mechuyavni Chatos. So what do we have in our Gemara? We have in our Gemara that one should be chayish, maybe bisman binyan abayis, the shiurim might change, and it could be that what one thinks now is a kezayis is not a kezayis, it'll be bigger kezayis. So al kaponim, and if you're going to write him chayiv a kol b'mchatish, might be chulun lazor. So right, Ayede Kezai is Beinani. The Rishash asks Akasha, yes, Akasha, someone asked them if there's such a Rishash that the Bezdin, Bezman, Binyan, Abayis might say, our Shiurim are not Oizkal, bigger Shiurim, bigger Zaysim, Briske Zaysim will come out. She says, so someone asked him when it comes to eat matzahs, Leil Pesach, he should eat till he gets out. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a psazazayis. If you're chayish, that Bezdin might come and say that the zayis, which we assume now is a zayis, is not the true zayis. You're afraid such a thing might happen. And that's what you have to record, the size of the zayis you ate then. So memela, so when it comes to mitzvahs, you should make sure you ate a kizayis. Azay brings the Chacham Echad asked him this. So the Rishash answered him as follows. He says, in Pasuk it says, V'lachta l'shoifet ha-sheyiyah b'yom imahem. The halacha is, Ein l'chol m'koymei v'shatoi. Now, when you're eating matzah Leil Pesach, so you have to know, what does Bezdin Paskin now, what's the Shia, what is a Kezayis, von Rab Chaim Noah Shir, der Chazanishi Shir, that's the Shir Kizayis. That's the Shir Kizayis. Later, it'll come, so Mamela, I ate the Kizayis with the Shoiftim Asher B'yomim Ahim said, this is a Kizayis. Fine. No problem. I was Mekai Mitzvah Smatzah. No, the Gemara means something else. But if you ate a kizayis, let's say the case of the Gemara, you ate a kizayis, you ate a kizayis of chaylev. But later when you want to bring a kolben, so now you have to look who the shoiftim are b'shas you're bringing a kolben. So if the shoiftim b'shas you want to bring a kolben say, you know you didn't eat a kizayis, so I can't now bring a kolben. Because when Bishash you're bringing the kolb, the shoiftim have to say you ate then a kezayis. And if the shoiftim now say then you ate less than a kezayis, so therefore you can't bring now a kolbin. But when it comes to eat matzah, so now that's negay now, mekayim v'shaytoy. Now Bezdin says that this is a kezayis. That's all what I have to eat. I don't have to eat more than that. That's what the Rishash says. But then the Rishash gets stuck. So what do we say now? We say this aloch a bosa la shayfet hashiyeh b'yomim ha'im. What's ein mocham akayim b'shayt? So he says, so I say we have to understand the previous gemara. The previous gemara held that what will be if Bezdin will say that the kezayis was smaller. He went and he ate a kezayis beinani. He ate a mashal less than kezayis beinani. So memela, Baruch Hashem, was a chotzi shiyah, I'm not chayev akol. So the Gemara says, no, write down how much you ate, because maybe later Bezdin will come and say that you ate a kezayis. So he says, later Bezdin will come and say, what's up with the later Bezdin? Lemaisa, I ate less than a kezayis, because Bishas I ate, Bezdin held then that this is less than a kezayis. This kasha the Rishash asks on himself. So the Rishash wants to say, I'd like to tell over the Olam the way I think this is Pshat in the Rishash's Teretz. The Rishash says, here we have another Nekudah. The reason he ate this Chaylev, because he was under the impression that it was Shumin. There was a Shigigas Chaylev over here. In Dach Sechmir, the Rishash means to say as follows. The Gemara and the Havamina, before the Gemara asks Akasha, it's not Shov Midiyosoi. The Gemara says, and the way the Mishnah Lamalach explains the Gemara says, if a person can rightfully assume that this is not a Kezayis, so he can't bring a Kolban on this. So, Emerson, this is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. that if Bezdin Paskin and his Pasha to Takon the Bechol Tfutzis he saw that this is less than a Kezayis, he's not mechuyv to bring a korban on such an achila. This fracked the Gemara. But the Havamina of the Gemara was that he is chayiv. The Gemara's Havamina was as follows. And I'd like to be Magdim, the Ramban in Sefer in Shara Gemur, ask Akasha, why is it that a shoygik is chayev a kolb? He was a shoygik. He didn't know. Why is he chayev a kolb? The Ramban Akasha. So one teretz, the Ramban says, he doesn't have a teretz. He was a pesheya. He should have been mevare. What do you mean you don't know? You ate chaylev. So why weren't you mevare? If it's shuman, if it's chaylev, you're playing Russian roulette. You have to be mevare these things. And the Ramban says if he had been mevare and boydik, he would have found out that it's also. No, went, he ate it. So he's a pesheya. A person is a pesheya, so memele. So now if you ended up, you took a risk, and thus duchgefal, you have to bring a call. So it could be the Gemara and the Havamina held like this. This person, he ate a kezayis, later we find out that he ate a kezayis of chaylev. But, because we say that the shear was smaller. But this person was, there were two reasons of ignorance why this was eaten. Number one, he didn't know it was chaylev, he thought it was shuman. That's one reason why he ate it. A second reason why he ate it, because he was under the impression it's a chotzi shir, so he didn't know b'chlal that there's a lav over here. There's two reasons. So it could be the Gemara and the Havamina held like this. To be mechayiv him a korban on the second reason, that he didn't know that it had a shir, that's not a pshir. That can't be a mechayiv of a korban, because Bezdin said that it's pachas mikazayis. A poisheya he's not. The Gemara did not hold it's a poiter, but a machayev it's not. That means I should have to bring a kolbman for my ignorance that this is not a kizayis. If Bezdin held it's not a kizayis, I'm not better than Bezdin. So I'm not a poisheya in this nikude. So for this shgoga, I'm not chayev a kolbman. It's not a poiter of a kolbman. I'm not chayev a kolbman. But then we'll come to him with another taina. But why weren't you mevare that it's chaylev? If you would have known that it's chaylev, that's the only reason you ate it, because you're under the impression it's less than a kizayis. So say, listen, it's not my fault. I wasn't a pesheya. But your whole, in this achila, there was a pshia. Why did you go and take the chance? So the Gemara and the Havamina held that ain't a chenami. The ignorance of not knowing the shir, that is not mechayiv him. He's not mechuyiv a korban because of this, because this is not a pshia. But he was a pshia, not being mevara that this is chaylev. So that's why he should be chayiv a korban. That was the havamin of the Gemara. And the Gemara answers, no, if Bezdin paskin then, that this is a pochus mekishir, is that the shayivet ha-shayir b'yomim ha'im, so b'melod is b'chlal no chayiv korban. That's what the Gemara is machadish in the Teretz. I think this is what the Shash means to say. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shiurim ba'oinshin alocha l'moyshe misinai. The Shiurim and the oinshim alocha l'moyshe misinai. In fact, the Gemara, oinshim? Michtaksivi, the oinshim says beferish in the Teretz, the alocha l'moyshe misinai for that. Alochi komar shiurim shel oinshim alocha l'moyshe misinai. The shiurim of the oinshim are halocha l'moyshe misinai. The Rishash is moira. Why does Davke speak about onshim? The shiurim mitzvahs also is halocha l'moyshe misinai. Why Davke shiurim shel onshim? So the Rishash wants to say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara wants to say like this, that by Averis, Afila Kolshu is also. The Isurim is also Bekolshu, because Chatzi Shir is also Minatayre. But the Shiurim Shalon Shem Aloch Lomoyshem Isine, that means for an Oynish, for an Iser, you don't need a Shir. Everything is also. Achotzi Shir is also awesome. But for an Oynish, there's a Din Shir. That's why he chaps on the Shiurim Shal Oynshim. Halacha L'moyshim Yisinai, but for Yisurim, you don't need a Shir. Tanya Nami Hochi Shiurim Shal Oynshim, Halacha L'moyshim Yisinai. Acherim Oymrim Beis Dinei Shal Yayvet Tiknum. That as Neil Ben Knaz was Mesaken the Shiurim. In fact, the Gemara, Voksiv Eila Mitzvah Shein Novi Reshoi L'chadish Dobo Meyato. And the Gemara l'shokchum v'chozru v'yostum. So the Gemara answers that, the shiurim they had before, shokchum v'chozru v'yostum. So Rashi, hochi garsina, Rashi makes a girsa, oinshin michtav ksivi, elochi koma, shiurim shal oinshin. Shiurei oinshin, sha'al yodon hu onush, aloch l'mais mishksinai, be'eze shir hu onush. Yaivetsu was Neil Ben Knaz. Let us see Taisvis. Oinshim Michtav Ksivi, Hochi Goris Rashi, that the Kasha was, how can you say, Oinshim Zaloch Lamashim Sinai? The Oinshim says Beferish in the Posek. Avu Besvorim Oyakosuv, Shiurim Michtav Ksivi. That, the Girsa was Shiurim Michtav Ksivi. Where does it say the Shiurim? Perish, Bidarabchonam, Eretz Chita Sa'ira. The Gemara and Sukkim brings down, and then the Nerev and the Gemara brings down, that we learn out from this Pasuk, that the Peiris of Eretz Yisrael are used for Shiurei Torah. V'yom HaPerakam of the Sukkim, Kol HaPasuk Zeh L'Shiurim Nema. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, that was the girsa which Rashi was moichig. The shiurim, not oin shemichtav ksivi, shiurim michtav ksivi. It says a posik, when he's locham aishim isinai. Umeshani, shiurim shel oin shen, that's a locham aishim isinai. Zektor toisves, padini, my Rashi is 100% right. Dloigosinolai, chode de mai meshani, if the kasha was, that in the Pasuk, it says, Eretz Chita Soira, Zay Shemin Advash, it says, Kol Yisurei Bezeisim, and it says, and then here it's Kegregris, and here it is, Ketoma, Kekesebis, it says, all the Shiur, the Gemara's Kasha was, Vani Lachamai Shemisin, it says in the Pasuk. So what's the Gemara's Teret? The Mai Meshani Shiurim Shel Onshim, the Mikoma Kemakati Tikshalach Shiurim Shel Onshin Michtav Ksivi. That was the kasha. The pasuk tells us the shiurim. So why do you need Halach Lamoishe Misinai? It's interesting. On this kasha, it seems that Rabbein Al Yochim did have the girsa which Rashi and Tosfos were moichi. The Rabbein Al Yochim says as follows that the Gemara answers that is true. The shiurim is a pasuk. There's a Zayas, there's a Keseves, there's a Groigris, that's true. But to shtel zu, this shear for this Einish, that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Gemara said before, Shiyurin Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, so Moses says, no, the Shiyurin we know, it says, Al-Tchita Soire, Zay Shemin, we know the Shiyurin. So the Gemara says, no, Shiyurin Shalonshim, to which shear is for which Einish, that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Boy, the second kashin, b'chol duchte de poi choche, b'perikame de suke u de erevin, maisi kol milse de rabchane. If you ask a kashin, first bring the posik. B'chol I maisi lo. So, I don't know what the kashin is. If you didn't bring the posik. Boy, da mailo im mishani hochi ke de mishani hosom, kro asmachte b'yalme. Why didn't the Gemara say that the Gemara all over when the Gemara brings this kashin, ha-shirum ha-loch le-moishe m'sinai, so the Gemara says the posik is asmachte. If you, the kasha was shiurin is michtav ksivi, so oinshin is also michtav ksivi. Shema minod ochi poch, oinshin michtav ksivi, avu mishiurin lei porich, somach hashnu dishninim hosna, verkehrt shiurin is not michtav ksivi, because it's asmachta ba'alme. So that's a shiurin is takalocha moish mesina, but oinshin michtav ksivi, the mosa shiurin shall oinshin. Zog de Gemara weiter. Ha-shoise meloi lugmov. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, loi meloi lugmov mamish. It doesn't mean meloi lugmov that he drank two cheekfuls. Ele kol she'ilu yisalkenu letzad echot. If he could fill up one cheekful, v'yeiroa kemeloi lugmov, that's also sufficient. Rabbein Al-Yakim explains that the Gemara means as follows. Dahu tzad have kuloi mole. One side, one cheek is full. Vaha oi made me oi say tzad yesavu sheshneim aleim. That means if you're standing on this side, you're nervous to tzach of yenna side. So you think Mustama yenna side is like this side. So mole lugmov really means two cheekfuls. But loyim ale lugma mamish al kol shi sakanen tzadechet v'yeirokim ale lugma. That means if you're looking on this side, so you think that his cheeks are full with water. So so then you chayv, that's the shir shtiyah. Agav urche, I saw Nishmas Avrom, he brings down two shilas, which are very pertinent shilas from Reb Shlomo Zalman Urbach. Lamaisa da locha is that the shir shtiyah b'yayim ha-kippurim is meloi lugmov, and each person is measured bazunda. So he clears one shayla, what is the din if a person has false teeth? How do you measure the meloi lugmov? You measure the meloi lugmov, he takes out the teeth, and then you measure the meloi lugmov, or you measure the meloi lugmov with the false teeth in him. Shayla number one. Shaila number two, he clears a fakerta shaila. What happens if a person, Erev Yom Kippur, he had a mouthful of teeth, and Erev Yom Kippurim, they took out all his teeth. So, Lemaise, does he now get a bigger shear? I mean, still now his shear, Meloy Lugmav, was, a smaller shear, because he had teeth. Now they took out all his teeth, so now, the Gemara says, it's a Muyim de Kezach, the Gemara says that Kimlu Larabonon, that the shear, Meloy Lugmav, is Miyas Vedaite. So we have to know how it works. It's with the teeth, without the teeth. They take out the teeth, so it's a different Yisuvei Daite. Or you reckon Taka always with the teeth, so you're cheshbon with the false teeth. He doesn't know. It's a Meiridik Yishayla. Al-Koponim, Rav Yehuda Meshmuel said that you need one cheekful, and that is the shear of, that's the shear Shtiyah B'Yom HaKippur. That the shear is kim maloy lugmav. Meisvei kama yishte v'yechayev. Beishamei oimrim revius. This is Yom Kippur. What is the shear shtiyah? Beishamei say revius. Beisilul oimrim maloy lugmav. Rav Yehuda oimer mishum Rav Elazar kim maloy lugmav. Rav Yehuda memseira oimer kidei gmiyim. Al Kaponim, we see from Beis Hillel that Beis Hillel holds the shear is Meloy Lugmav. That would mean two cheekfuls. Zuk the Gemara mi Adife mi Masnisen Dovukimne Kedei Sheyire. Achinami Kedei Sheyire. Doesn't mean Meloy Lugmav. It means Kimeloy Lugmav. Zuk the Gemara, that can be. Achi Heiner Rabbeloza. That's Rabbeloza said Kimeloy Lugmav. Al Kocher the shear of Beis Hillel means Mamish Meloy Lugmav. Zik the Gemara ikem binayu meloy lugmav dochuk. That means does the cheek have to be completely full berevach or meloy lugmav dochuk? That means it's not completely full. That's also meloy lugmav. But a sirashi kama yishte mide beisel kaporich because it says meloy lugmav. Arigasin and ikem binayu kem meloy lugmav dochuk le beiselo beinen kdeishis al kenu letzav echad. Piyire kemoli lugmav berevach, Rabbi Lezel kemoli lugmav dochuk. That alone is a shir on chiyuv. Maskif lo Rabbi Shaye im kein avolei mikulei beishamei mechumrei beisilum. So the Gemara understood as follows. If we would not say the way Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel said, we would say meloi lugmav means both cheekfuls. So then, it would be like all the time, Beishamei is the machme, Beishamei says a revius. And Beisilu says, no, it's Meloy Lugma, more than a revius, you have to need two cheekfuls. So Memele, so that's like all the time, Beishamei lechumre, Beisilu lekul. But now you're telling me that Beisilu is speaking about a Kimeloy Lugma, so a Kimeloy Lugma is less than a revius. So it comes out that Beis Hillel is machmer im kein avolei mikulei beishamei mechumrei Beis Hillel. So the kasha is, so if this is a unique Mishnah that Beis Hillel is machmer, it should have been recorded in the Mishnah Nidius, the Drach and Zois, all the chumrei Beis Hillel. Ever the Gemara, ki itchel ba'oik melech haboshen itchel, that this machloikis is speaking about a person with a gigantic mouth, Oig melech haboshen, so meile da havelu beishamei lechumre. So beishamei said, as long as he drinks the revius, he's chaya. Even though he's a gigantic mouth, the shear is a revius. And Bisilu says, no, you have to be meikel. Kimeloy lugmav, so kimeloy lugmav, oig melech haboshen is much larger than a revius. Let us see Rashi. In Cain, the Lebesilu Mechayev Bechdeshe Yisalkenu Havalei Botzim Erevius. So it's less than Erevius. Vahavilo Mikulei Beishamai. Lesnayu Bemeseches Idis Gabikulei Beishamai Shekulen Shuyisha. The Moseski Itchel Bebe Medrosha Hachtelel Kama Yishte Beyechayev Linyin Oig Melech Haboshan. Kloima Leinyin Odom Ka'anokim Itchel. והבלו בי שמי לחומרה, דמחייבי ברביעס, ובי סילוס אדנו. Let us see Tosfos. Ochinami kemoloi lugmov. Hoda oma perik haloin, hamekadesh im toam moloi lugmov yotso vi im lav lo yotso. What is over there the taisha moloi lugmov? Aime rabbi natam dosem nami kemoloi lugmov. By kiddish you also have to be toyim one shikful. Vitam have the beinin yesuvi daita, because you need a shtia of yesuvi daita from the koishel broch. So my mail, it's kimaloi lugma. The e maloi lugma of mamish kamar, if you'll say that by kiddush is a different shtia, yesuvi daita, that's a dinin yem kippur. But by kiddush you have to take it during kamaloi lugma, im kein avet vei merevi. So it comes out that this is more than merevi. Kidemucha choche, But if we did, that was in Cain. But if we would learn that it's mamish meloy lugmov, so then it's beis hilul lekulam. Aber mi kore de mi de koma maloi lugmov a koshalai. So me mele, so you see a maloi lugmov is more than a revis. If you'll tell me for some reason that the shir of shtiyas kiddish, the shir of shtiyas kiddish is a maloi lugmov, that means more than a revis, and kaine echebine kulahai. And one of the Dalit Kaisis of the Kaisho Kiddish Echnem. Okay, Nechinofik Yidei Kiddish. How is when Yaitse Kiddish? Give me the boy Tima Maloy Lugmov. You need a Tima Maloy Lugmov and the whole Kais, which is more than a Revius, and the whole Kais is a Revius. Oi, Disalke Daitach Maloy Lugmov. If you'll say that the shir is mamish melei lugmov, im kein ave tvei mi yisuvi daite, so it's more than yisuvi daite. The yisuvi daite ave kmoi lugmov. Period. Good. Vechtach toises, if that's the case, v'mai shiru b'chol chad v'chad b'didei. So b'zoi, it's difficult to understand why were they mishaya each person's melei lugmov. It's more than the shir of yisuvi daite. Bishlaimi have bechem molei lugmov neichik de mishamer besomuch kimlo rabon and the bohochi miyas vedaite koloi lam tuve oig melech haboshem pute. That means if we will assume that the shir is kimloi lugmov and the criteria is yisuvi daite, so memele, so they said you need a shtia of yisuvi daite. And kimaloi lugmov is a yisuvi daita for everyone. But if you'll say that the shir is maloi lugmov, so this has nothing to do with yisuvi daita. So why should the shir be different b'chol echot ve'echot? Why did differentiate in the shir? So therefore Taisa says it's a raya that what? That it is kimaloi lugmov. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mas giflo rab zeira. Maish na achile de chol chad ve chad beke kaisevis. Why is it? By achile, everyone has this, a similar shir. The shir is a kaisevis. O maish na shtia de chol chad ve chad bedidei. Each one has a different shir, a personal shir. O malay abayim. Achile kimlu rabbonon b'kikaiseves, the bochim yasve daite bots mochalem yasve. Here the Gemara knew by achile the shtir is takikaiseves. B'shtie b'didei miyasve daite b'dechabre loy miyasev daite. But by shtie take each person's personal maloy lugmov, that is the shir of yesuvi daite. Zook the Gemara weiter. Maskiv lo rab zeire, b'chol ha'oilam kulay b'kekeisebis. You're telling me this year is of Yisuvi Daita b'kekeisebis, v'oig melech haboshim b'kekeisebis. It doesn't make sense that you have two people, there's a gewaldike chilek in the size of both of them, and by both of them there'll be Yisubi Dait. Amalei Abaye, Kimlu L'Rabbonon, the Bohochem Miyas V'Daitei Botzer, the Bohochem Miyas V'Daitei, the Gemara knew that the Shir of Kesevis is Yisubi Daitei. Botzer Meyochi Loi Miyas V'Daitei. Less than a Kesevis, there's no Yisubi Daitei. Miu! Kuli Almetuve, everyone, Zmuyim Dikaus Kimle Chazal, everyone, less than a Kesevis is garnished with garnished. The minute one hits a Kesevis, is Kula Almetuve, so the people derive a large Yisuve Daite. Ochi, Kochi Kimle Chazal. Oig Melech Haboshon Putin, Oig Melech Haboshon. When he eats a kesevis, there's also a yisuvi daita. Nafashteitzach, the yisuvi daita, but Melech HaBoshon is in a smaller darge. Zuchte Gemara weiter, maskif lo rabzeirem, boso shomein bike kesevis, vululove gefanim bike kesevis. Comes out if a person eats a very nutritional food, or a very filling food, or a person needs the opposite. Kimlo l'rabonon, d'bohochi miyas v'daitei, botzo mehochi, loy miyas v'daitei. Miu boser shomein tuve, boser shomein, there's a large bag of yisuvi daitei, lulovi gefanim, pute. Maskiv l'rove, kizayis, pechtei, achilas prats, by all achilas, in order to be considered one achila, there should be a tzir of the tchilas achila to the soif achila. It has to be in the shir of kedai achilas pras. The kaiseves bechdei achilas pras. The shir kaiseves is also bechdei achilas pras. Now that's very difficult. That means that you have to hurry up eating in order to be chayiv. What kind of pshat is that? L'chayre, if the shir achila is, the one eats a kezayis and the achila's pras, so kesevis is more than a kezayis, so you go with this speed of eating, so by kesevis it should be more than a chedei achila's pras. Omalei abaye, kimlu l'rabonon d'bohochi miyas v'dayte, b'tfei mohochi loy miyas v'dayte. Chazal v'kimlohu, that a kesevis has to be eaten b'chdei achilas pras in order to be yisuvei daita. The Sasema says it's a pella. He says the shir achila b'chol ha'teira kula is a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. A person eats pas and he's out from the pas. He eats normally, that's a normal speed. So he benches. There was a sphere of an achilas pas. So he says, so a person could eat normally the whole day, it will be zat. It's called sphere. And as al pikein, he won't be chayiv on Yom Kippur, because there's no yisuvei data. He has to eat a shir kesevis b'chdei achilas pras. That means that he has to eat it quicker. That's what the Gemara's machadish over here. The Gemara before said a svore, as madoch misbisove is yisuvi daita mi boy. So he says it's a muyim de sechidish this Gemara. That I mean it's called an achila legabi sviye, legabi achiyev birchas hamozen. And it's not called an achila. This sviye and there's no yisuvi daita. Zogt Rashi. Kesayis bechdei achilas pras. Kimlon bechol oisen isurim sheshiyurim bekesayis. Shimsho bein tchilas achilas ashir ligmar achilosoy. Yoise bechdei achilas pras ein mitztarev so it doesn't become mitzurev. Ad sheyoichul kol ashir besoich kedei shihiyas sude. The whole shir has to be kedei shihiyas sude. V'yachiles chatzi kiker sheshir b'yasa erev shumozin beisudis eisuz a kiker which is a mozin beisudis or pras is a chatzi kiker So how long will it take to eat, the shir will take to eat a mazin sudim? That's the shir tziruf. Kedisnan chetzio lebeis amnuge, shatola kosev shiyosei letamei begodim kishir achila. How long will it take to eat a sude? That's a chatzi kika. So memele, that's the shir achila, that's the shir tziruf. Kikaisevis dachilos pras bitmi yom kippurim sheshir achilos bekikaisevis af hu shiuroi letziruf achilosoi bechdei achilos pras. So comes out the shir tziruf is also bechdei achilos pras. Vimsho yoiser mikan, if he did not eat a kaisevis in the zman of achilos pras, he mitzar for potter. But even the shiurei godel, since he's eating more, boy shei etfei, letzirof achilosoi. Hashte kule de potrilei. Now it's about, hashte kule have, now it's a kule de potrilei. So the Gemara answers, betfei mehochim sho yoisa mikan, loy miyas veidaite, so there's no yisu veidaite. And a chatzi pras, which is to beim, is also bechdei achilas pras. Now that's, the din is if a person eats oichlim tmeim, so that's a psul gviye, it's poisel as kufa melechel betrume. If he ate, it's a tumet osi. So the din is that he has to eat up this shear of two beim. We have it three shiurim. A kezayis has to be b'tei achilas pras. A kesevis is korev lebei, has to be b'tei achilas pras. And by tumas oichlem, two beim also has to be eaten the shiur b'tei achilas pras. Chatzi pras b'tei achilas pras? That comes out, he has to eat very quickly. Amalei rapopa hanach le tumas gviye de lav di raisi. The whole tumas ad rabondike tumas, so they made this cooler. If it was not eaten in the time span of a G'day Achilles Pras, so even though by Tumas Gvi means it wasn't eaten very, very quickly, so if it wasn't eaten that way, so there's no Tumas. Puslav de Reis, if the Gemara mi omar apopo hochi voksiv lo isetamu behem benit meisem bo, so we see that what, the Tumas of a person eats, Balcholus Tveirish is a visit to Mason Bom, it's a deraisa. Omar Rapope Mikan Shatumas Gvia deraisa. After Gmor, Midarabonon, Cross Machte Bialmahum. Sagt Rashi. Latumas Gvia, the love deraisa, Chatsi Pras. Sheshiurai lives alasagbiye laoichel oichlum tmeim. If a person will eat oichlum tmeim chatzi pras, nivsel gufoi milechel betrume. It's not permitted to eat trume. The chatzi pras shir godel hu. Kishtei beim seiche kreis gemine beirebin. Vahav beis, afilo by two beim seiche kreis, mashvinin shihioi serufoi, shiesrufi bechdei achilas pras, Vesuloi, bekiven di shiure rabu, since you're eating a lot, betvei mochil et staref, afilu, he ate it more than a shir, bechdei achilas pras, it should be mitzuref. And v'digmo hanach letumas gvid, alav de reise, vekilu rabonon bo. Vesetamu bem gabi achilu, ksiv, al tishaktsu es namshi seichem, taino achilu, v'lo yisetamu bem. Sutrashi, lo yizu, hi azores tumem, Isatama Mizarazaras to Mishrain Yisrael Muzorin Militame, Dursiva Mirala Kahan, Kana Mizorim, Yisrael Muzorim. Elazaras Achilosom, to eat the worm to main, Ursiva Nitmeisimbo, Mashmashaide Achilosom Titmo. מכאן לתומס גביע ידי אוכלן תמיים די רייסה, סליגמור עשז, לא, את התומס בין הרבונון, דקרו לב לתומס, שאילך הדובו, מטעמי אודם ידי חילה, אלו נבילו סייב טויר. אבל אסמכת בעלמה, ויקה קרוד השינה, בפרק המלם הממונה, עוד נתפסם בו, if a person needs מחלוס הסורס, עוד מטעמי עצמי מעט, מטעמי אויסוי הרבה. Let us see Tosis. V'chatzi pras, b'chdei achilas pras. Teimo l'rivo. B'perkama de Shabbos meforesh taim, de psul gviye. What is the reason of psul gviye? Mishum de zimnin de ochal oichlum t'meim. Sometimes a person might be in the process of eating oichlum t'meim. V'shodi mashke de trume l'pume. And he'll drink some trume. U'metamilu. That means if by eating macholes t'meis, he won't become tomei, so he might come and drink some truma with the macholos tmeis and tamei the truma. So tachtois v'say bezoi, so what's the cheshbin of two beyim? If tachshashes, it might be metamei, we came b'chebeye liv so gufe. Kiven the ispay shir letamei tumei soichlam. What is the cheshbin of two beyim? Betiretz. So the Rivo answered, "Kiven the gozri mishum dulme shodi mashke trume lepume, vekimlu rabon and the botzim achila shtei beim and odom tzome lishtois. One does not get thirsty till he eats at least two beim. So memele, so that was the cheshbin. The cheshbin was if, when he's eating two beim and the tome, he might come then and drink some mashkin shel trume tmeim." The mashkin shall tumen, it'll be metame the mashkin. So therefore, they said that as soon as he eats two beim of macholas tmeis, so he himself becomes tome, and he's not permitted to drink tumen. For who ba'atzmai hikshel edvorov, good, so that's tafke by achila. Shois the mashkin tmei mamayne tome chiyish the revius. Why is he tome over there? Because the revius glisa berkotshim is berkotshim is mila. Ha mashke metame acherim b'mashu. Mashke na metame acherim b'mashu. Ke na mucha perkama de psochim. O bebrochis perk eilu dvorim. So memele. So why did they give a shir? If the whole reason was When he's drinking, he might come and eat truma. When he's eating the macholos tmeis, he might come and drink truma. So why did they give a shir of a revius? Mashin is metame bekolshu. Bishloim metubeyim, we said, because then he gets thirsty. But a revius. So why did they give a shir of revius? Mil peshu by the time she bears him with the raisa loim metamu elo be revius, with the rabbonin of the goza be mashu nechem. Leirotsu ligzer elo b'mashkin de metamu midereis. They want to be goyzer by mashkin which ha metamu midereis. And in Tam Pirish, tekshei gzeres habet. Rabbein Tam says, there were two gzeres. The mikore gozar b'shtei beim, the nifsel gufei milechel betrume. The first gzere, and that is the gzere of tumes gviyem, that gzeira was that if a person ate or drank macholim or mashkois tmeis, his guf is possible to eat truma, to drink truma. Avo muta liga, but he's allowed to touch truma. Bechei mash melishna de psul gvi, it's an innovative ke psul. The lav time of the mefosh bekam of the Shabbos, because he might go and drink bebas achas yain shel truma with the macholos tmeis, elu etam achine, k'may de omri, kiven de oichel oichlem tmei, people might say, as follows, kiven de oichel oichlem tmei, im muta lechel betrume, the person is oichel oichlem tmei, he's permitted to eat trume, af agav de nogi bahadi yadodi besoich haguf, people make alom this, that he ate oichlum tmeim, and now he's drinking trume. Hiding and to touch each other in his stomach. So memele, so basis doesn't matter if oichlum tmeim touch yain shel trume. Posi le mishrei lahagia trume la'oichlam t'meim. So they'll go and touch tumah with oichlam t'meim. What's the difference if it touches in the stomach, if it doesn't touch in the stomach?